Prince George Peace River Northern Rockies MP Bob Zimmer met with Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre this past week in Prince Rupert as part of rallies held there and in Terrace. They met with residents, local First Nations, and welcomed BC United Skeena MLA Ellis Ross, who will not run in this fall's provincial election but will be the federal Conservative candidate for the Skeena-Bulkley Valley riding. Ross is a friend of many years, and a down-to-earth personality that he's excited to welcome to party, Zimmer said, noting at least 300 people attended the Prince Rupert rally. It's just hard to believe that a native from a small community has been given this type of opportunity to represent his village, to represent the region, to represent BC, and now potentially I'm being asked to represent Canada. It's overwhelming at times, said Ross at the Prince Rupert rally. The two met in 2012, when Zimmer was the BC caucus chair, with Ross coming to speak on LNG development. Ross has been a longtime fixture in Northwest politics, and an advocate of natural resource development, particularly LNG, with important projects in the region for the Haisla Nation, having served as the First Nations chief counselor. Ross signed a $50 million agreement in 2006 to build a gas plant on one of the Haisla Nation reserves, and currently serves as BC United's energy critic. He intends on continuing to serve as the Skeena MLA until the next provincial election. He saw the benefit of that resource to his people, and really to the country, a very patriotic Canadian too, Zimmer said. Ross brings a wealth of experience through knowledge of treaty negotiations and provincial politics, he added. Just a lot of wisdom, but a very grounded person, said Zimmer. Prince Rupert is such a big part to Canadian trade, really, it plays a huge part. But they also have their challenges, and it was good to hear what some of those are, said Zimmer. And maybe some of the ways we can help that, if we form government.